All right, let's come to order, please, and go on the record. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission. And with me this afternoon, by way of remote connection, are Commissioners Tenola D. Brown Bland, Lyons Gray, Daniel G. Clodfelter, Kimberly W. Duffley, Jeffrey A. Hughes, and Floyd B. McKissick Jr. I now call for hearing docket number E7, sub 1228, which is the application by Duke Energy Carolinas LLC pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-133.2 and Commission Rule R855 regarding fuel-related adjustments for electric utilities. PS 62-133.2 provides for annual fuel charge adjustment proceedings for electric utilities engaged in the generation or production of electricity by fossil or nuclear fuels. Commission Rule R855 provides fuel charge adjustment proceedings for DEC held the first Tuesday of June, will be held the first Tuesday of June each year. The rule further provides that DEC shall file direct testimony and exhibits in support of fuel charge adjustments and publish public notice of its proceedings prior to the hearing. On February 25th, 2020, DEC filed its application to adjust its fuel-related charges along with its supporting testimony and exhibits. On March 17th, 2020, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearing requiring filing of testimony, establishing discovery deadline guidelines, and requiring public notice. On May 7th, 2020, DEC filed supplemental testimony and revised exhibits in support of its application. All right, I'm picking up some noise, so I'm going to ask that you all check to make sure that you are on mute. Please make sure you mute your line. All right, petitions to intervene in this docket were timely filed by the Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates 3, the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association, the Sierra Club, Carolina Utility Customers Association, Inc. These petitions to intervene were allowed by separate orders of the Commission. The intervention and participation by the public staff in this proceeding is recognized pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 62-15. On May 18, 2020, the public staff filed the testimony of Dustin Metz and the affidavit of Jenny Lee. On May 18, 2020, the Sierra Club also filed its testimony and exhibits. On May 28, 2020, DEC filed its rebuttal testimony. On May 29, 2020, the Commission issued an order scheduling remote hearings to receive expert witness testimony. On May 29, 2020, DEC, the Sierra Club, and the public staff filed a joint motion requesting that all witnesses be excused from attending this hearing and that the pre-filed testimony, exhibits, work papers, and affidavits of the respective witnesses be received into evidence and made a part of the record in this matter. On June the 1st, 2020, the Commission issued its order excusing all witnesses from attending the hearing. On June 2nd and June 3rd, 2020, DEC, along with the Sierra Club, SIGFER, NCSEA, KUKA, and the public staff, filed documents in this docket indicating their assent to a remote expert witness hearing and its associated conditions and logistics. Finally, on June 5th, DEC filed its affidavit of publication regarding public notice. All right, that brings us to today. I now call upon counsel for the parties to announce their appearances, beginning with the applicant.
Good afternoon, Chair Mitchell. Jack Turak on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas.
Good afternoon, Robert Kaler on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Warren Hicks on behalf of the Carolina Industrial Group for Fair Utility Rates 3.
Good afternoon, Ms. Hicks.
Good afternoon. This is Tyrell Moore appearing on behalf of the Sierra Club.
Good afternoon, Mr. Moore.
Good afternoon. Ben Smith appearing on behalf of the North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Good afternoon, Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, Chair Mitchell, Commissioner Diana Downey on behalf of the public staff representing the using and consuming public.
And good afternoon, Chair Mitchell, members of the Commission. Gudrun Thompson, also appearing on behalf of Sierra Club, just wasn't able to get to my mute button quickly enough.
Good afternoon, Ms. Thompson. Good afternoon, Ms. Downey. All right, anyone making an appearance for KUKA? Okay. Any preliminary matters to be addressed before we begin?
Nothing from Duke Energy Carolinas.
All right, with that, the case is with you, Mr. Turak.
Thank you, Chair Mitchell. As you noted, the commission's June 4th, 2020 order has excused witnesses from appearing and also received the pre-filed direct supplemental and rebuttal testimony, exhibits, and work papers in the record. So at this time, just to clarify the record, we would move that all such testimony be entered into the record in this proceeding, along with the application that Duke's witnesses testimony supports. And if you prefer, Commissioner Chair Mitchell, I can walk through each piece of testimony, but if the record is clear enough based on that motion, we can move on.
I'll accept the motion, hearing and seeing no objection to your motion, Mr. Durack. Testimony and exhibits, pre-filed testimony and exhibits of DEC shall be admitted into the record. Exhibits marked as pre-filed application shall be admitted into the record as well.
Thank you. That's all that we have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Durack. I'll hear from the interveners. Let's begin with SIGFR.
Thank you, Chair Mitchell. Nothing from SIGFR.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Hicks. NCSEA.
Thank you, Chair Mitchell. Nothing from NCSEA.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Smith, Sierra Club.
I would just add that the May 29th motion that made with DEC and the public staff included the testimony of Sierra Club witness John Rosenkrantz. So I would just, out of an abundance of caution, move his testimony and exhibits into the record as well.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Hearing and seeing no objection to your motion will be allowed. Exhibits marked as pre-filed. All right. Any additional matters for the commission's consideration before we close?
Chair Mitchell?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Downey, I'm sorry. I forgot to allow you to make your motion. Thank you for bringing it to my attention.
Similarly, Chair Mitchell, we would move that the affidavit of Jenny Lee and the testimony of Dustin Metz, along with their appendices and exhibits, be entered into the record.
Hearing no objections, Ms. Downey, to your motion, it shall be allowed. Testimony shall be admitted. Exhibits shall be marked as pre-filed. All right. Any additional matters from you, Ms. Downey, or from any other party?
Nothing from Duke Carolinas. Thank you, Chair Mitchell.
Nothing from the public staff.
Okay. As is typical, the commission will accept post-hearing briefs and proposed orders 30 days from the notice of the transcript. And with that, hearing nothing further, we will be adjourned and go off the record. Thank you very much.